Winter is coming.
Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Vredestein tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. That's TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers. That's TireRack.com, TireRack.com, TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
What did I tell you about that over-under for Edmonton-Calgary, Mike Harmon? Got another goal. Calgary.
Did you
Edmonton
bet everything you have?
Two.
Like so many responsible sports talk radio hosts and video guys would tell you. You should be betting every dime you have. The kids' college fund. Everything in your house. All the home equity. Take out a line of credit right now.
A 9-6 game in game one, and it is now 3-2. Flames with the lead early in the second period. Edmonton just had a goal waved off, and they just got stopped on a breakaway. This is a lot of fun. This is a lot of fun, man, I'll tell you. So we'll keep you updated here. The last big marquee game of the night because, you know, look, early on, obviously, the two big events. We watched the Dodgers and the Braves both win, so this means the Mets lead in the NL East moves a half game more because they were snowed out today. So
I thought you were going to talk about the vacating of the tag team titles on Friday night SmackDown.
Yeah, that was a big deal, right? That was a big deal. They walked in and just turned
their... Sasha Banks and Naomi said, we're out.
Now, do you think that's a real thing?
No, it's going to be completely a work.
Okay, you think it's a, okay. I didn't know if it was a real thing that they were working in, or if that whole thing was just a work thing. Okay.
No, but the longer you let it fester, you know, everybody's got their thought pieces on what it means and treatments of people and as champions or whatever. It's like, no. There have been a lot of big names, Stone Cold Steve Austin most notably, who've walked out on the company before. His was quite real. Before being worked back into a giant storyline and returned to action. This one, I don't know that it'll play out as long. Remember, Sasha Banks has all sorts of stuff, including working in the Star Wars world.
Got a lot of stuff going on, yeah.
Yeah, so she's in demand. So there's a lot to it, but certainly that's one of the developing stories on a Friday night. But I believe you were outside of trying to sabotage the show by talking about the Mets. Because the Yankees and White Sox were rained out, so I don't even get that today. Is that NBA game that was such a thriller. Hey, we're going to be tied 1-1 going back to Dallas. Hey, not so fast. There's 48 minutes in this game, and Draymond Green hasn't been thrown out yet. In fact, it's almost like he has an official's shirt on, and he's helping call the action in the second half.
If you're a valued customer, you deserve a simple gesture of appreciation from your credit card company. And that's why Discover matches all the cash back you've earned the end of your first year. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match limitations. They do apply. Well, yes, the Warriors in a stunning come back in the second half. They looked like they were dead in the water at halftime. The Mavericks were shooting 50% from the field from three. Luka was on fire. Brunson had 20. Reggie Bullock, former Knick, was hitting threes. Yeah. They were doing anything they wanted. And then the Warriors slowly reeled them in the third quarter and then blitzed them with a 43-point fourth quarter to turn that 19-point deficit into a 9-point victory, 126-117 over the Mavericks. Luka Doncic in defeat, 42 points, 8 assists, 5 rebounds, and 3 steals. And every social media post is about the genius of Luka offensively. And boy, did the Warriors able to take advantage of him defensively to get all their buckets. Now, let's just step back for a second and take this game and break it down from a little bit of a different angle, right? The Warriors win, they're up 2-0. And here are the Mavericks and Luka who were down 2-0, and Luka's had two great individual games, right? He just had great games, but we told you this is kind of how it goes for Luka. He's going to have games like this. When I picked the Warriors, I said this is kind of how it will be. Luka will have an individually great series. He will, because you can't stop him. What the Warriors need to do is make sure he can't control the game, you wear him out, and you don't let the support guys go crazy. They let the support guys go crazy in the first half, not so much in the second half. By the time it got to the late fourth quarter, Luka was cooked. You could tell he was a different guy. He wasn't even moving at the same gliding, smooth speed he normally moves at. Right? So all that, yes. But just for a second, appreciate something here, because this is where I'm going to zig where you thought I would zag with Luka Doncic. This Mavericks team is not very good. All right, just think about that for a second. This is not a great team. Right. If you know, I was thinking about this today because Reggie Miller and Jeff Van Gundy did a big Q&A on the Knicks, right, for the New York Post. There was a really big deal about the Knicks roster and how they felt about it. And they said, look, how good do you think this roster is compared to other teams in the East? You know, look, the Bucks are better, the Sixers are better, all this stuff. The Knicks have some nice pieces, but they don't really have stars. It was a big in-depth thing. So when you think about a situation like that, think about the Mavericks. Yes, they have Luka Doncic. The rest of their roster is not great. I mean, it's not a roster that tells you that, okay, we're going to be able to win 60-some-odd games. It's just not that great. Jalen Brunson is a good player. He's a good player. He's not Damian Lillard, right? He's going to make a lot of money in the offseason, whether it's the Mavericks re-signing him or him going somewhere in free agency. He's going to make a lot of money. But the bottom line is he's a 16-point-a-game guy. His player efficiency rating is 17-18. He's good. He's not a star player. He's a good player because the Mavericks don't have that many good ones, right? Spencer Dinwiddie's their next best player. You're talking about Reggie Bullock being someone you're going to rely on, a guy the Knicks actually said, sorry, or we have too many players better than you. We have to let you go. This is not a good Mavericks team, right? The fact they've been able to win and get to this point in the playoffs, this is actually a really big achievement. And I don't want to fall into the whole, well, Luka needs help, but Luka Doncic does need better, he needs better players, he needs better better options. He's better. They need to figure out their support players better. They need to be better defenders. They need to be guys that play different kinds of minutes. This is not a great team. And the fact that they are here is a testament to Luka, to Jason Kidd, to what the Mavericks have working with a roster that's not really good. Because if you wanted to take Luka away and say, how's the rest of this roster look? You go, oh, man. Wow, this kind of stinks. Because if you wanted to take Steph away from the Warriors roster, you would say, well, they still got Poole and Clay and Draymond and Wiggins, and okay, that's a pretty good team. You want to put him against the Celtics roster, well, take Jason Tatum away. Well, it's still Jaylen Brown is still really good, and Marcus Smart. You got that backcourt that's fantastic. There's other really, really good players, right? This roster compared to the other rosters of teams still in the playoffs is just not very good. So for a second, I want to appreciate just what Luka and the Mavericks have been able to accomplish just getting this far, because this is not 12 guys where you can say, hey, man, this is a championship roster. This is a team that has overachieved just to get where they are.
No, scheming, Jason Kidd doing a good job defensively, better than anticipated. Warriors, through a lot of the analytics throughout the year, were one of the top defensive units, right? Cover up for each other well, an awful lot of great work from the bigs, making things happen, and Andrew Wiggins once again. First half of the game, three-point shots are falling. If you're Steve Kerr, as a guy that hit many a three-point shot and some iconic three-point shots in his career and has been coaching a team that has lived and died by the three at times, he knows the law of averages says, they're probably going to drop off a little bit. But ratchet up defense, close out, whatever. So a little bit of that in the second half, as well as the fact that points in the paint, get this total, 62-30. You keep shooting threes, we are going to find creases because we're going to keep moving. We're going to find back cuts. We're going to find lobs over the top. We're going to find space, and we're going to get to the basket. And that's what they did time and time again. The Warriors out-rebound the Mavericks by 13. No surprise there. It's fun to watch what Luka Doncic is and what he's been able to do with this squad. Still won 52 games in the regular season, but they were an afterthought. And coming in, it was curiosity of how much he would be able to carry them. And look where it's gotten him. And for a half, it looked really good today that you were going to have the split back to Dallas. All right, perhaps some chaos ensues. The good kind of chaos, like we were talking about before. I don't know what Jalen Brunson is, right? You talk about where he's at, 16 points per game. Is he an ascending guy? And this is, you know, where he's jumping in to a new level. Is he just the beneficiary of the overcompensation and the attempt to shut down and stop any lanes of activity for Luka Doncic? Or is it somewhere in between? Don't know. But do know the rest of this squad, when you're looking at Bullock and Finney-Smith, and even, you know, Powell plays his 8 minutes, 0 points. Dinwiddie, 22 minutes after a big 30-point game that we celebrated, you know, here in the playoffs. He's got four tonight. Just 2 of 6 from the field. From the bench, for all of the greatness that the Mavericks had and the big lead that they had, they got 13 points off their bench tonight. That's how much the fear was that this lead would chip away fast. You got heavy minutes from Kleba and from Dinwiddie. Otherwise, Green, your guy, Ntilikina.
Yay!
And Bertans.
Former Nick.
5-4-7. That's it. You got no depth and no support off the bench. And if Dinwiddie's not going to be active in the offensive sets early, he's not making an impact there at all.
Well, you just hit on it. The Mavericks have too many ex-Knicks. That's why they're losing now. Eventually, it's going
to
catch up with
you, man. There is something
to
be said for that.
You can only have so many ex-Knicks on your roster before you realize this is hurting us. We're not going to go any further. This is as far as we can go.
That's pretty funny. I do like that. No matter what we do, it did come back to Knicks, yo. But, yeah, I mean, just those team stats just really stand out. The points in the paint, most notably, because the Warriors, you wouldn't think it. But you have Looney, who goes for, what, 21-12? Just a fantastic game. Klay Thompson, a lot of his work done inside, finishing off drives.
I mean, he had a dunk. Klay had a dunk. Just think about that. Klay was dunking tonight, man. If you're the Mavericks, that's where you look in the mirror and go, dude, we allowed Klay to dunk. All right, just whatever else we want to complain about, we allowed Clay to dunk. All right, let's look in the mirror, really take deep stock of where we are right now as a team.
You had Curry finishes with 32, 8, and 5. Looney, like I said, 21 and 12. So they had at least someone else leading the rebounding column over Steph.
Yeah, that would have been funny. He was the second leading rebounder.
But again, it goes back to, you know, long rebounds off bad three-point misses. The guard's going to be able to clean up, and he's played a really good garbage man in this series. And let's not forget, right, you got a bunch of players in the Warriors, guys who have been to these rounds, know the temperament of officials, the swing of emotions, the swing of home crowd and all of that stuff, and how to sell. That's the other part. You know, for Dallas, a lot of these secondary guys and Luka himself, he's got to sell better because he looks like a whiner. More than that he's trying to sell that he had fouled with the Warriors. Hey, man, they sell contact. It was another one of those, you know, attempts at an offensive rebound and just kind of feeling get a hand on Draymond Green, and he fell as if he'd been shoved by Andre the Giant himself. Loose ball foul. It's going the other way. It's like, really? And then they show the replay, and he barely has fingertips on his back, just kind of feeling as the ball's up, and he's going to go and try to plant to jump for the rebound. Draymond goes flying. Ah! Foul. Going the other way. So that's part of it. Gamesmanship is certainly part of the playoffs, and right now you've got a team in the Warriors that is going to sell. 2-0 lead, and now desperate straits for the Mavericks after playing what was a magnificent half of basketball.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. They'll show you the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Michelin tires. They're shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Michelin test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help you with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express Employment puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit ExpressPros.com, ExpressPros.com today.
Fox Sports Radio, what is this?
Is this terrifying?
Like, enjoy it.
Wow, this is...
Enjoy it.
Is this like
is this a love song from Top Gun 2?
No, no, this is like a haunting Madonna Live to Tell that's been slowed down like 5,000 times?
No, this is when Goose walks out of the ocean.
This is not... Goose walks out of the ocean.
Be hard.
Is this out I'm of Erg, a music war?
No.
Listen, I'm
listening now because you told me to listen.
Listen, I never.
listen.
You may not, Linda, you don't listen. I never. You may not like some of my sports takes. I get this. I understand.
Most of them.
You may not like my sports takes, right? Or you may not understand sports like Alex Teichert. That's okay.
I'm the biggest sports guy. No.
You may not like my sports takes, but I will never steer you wrong on food, movies, and television. And I'm telling you about Top Gun. It's going to be amazing. It will be the gravity of 2022. People will talk about it. It will be the it buzz movie. I'm telling you, Tom Cruise is not going to do a bad movie. He's not going to put the legacy of Top Gun on the line for a crappy ass movie. He's not going to Eddie Murphy Coming to America to it, okay? He's not going to, I need a payday. No, Tom Cruise cares too much about making movies. It's going to be fantastic. And just forget about the reviews you've seen so far. Look, because I get that you want to take them with a grain of salt because, well, are the people seeing it the ones who are always going to go, the early adopters, the people who love Top Gun, the first one, and they're going to just say they love it no matter what because it's another Top Gun movie? I get if you're a little skeptical for that, but I'm telling you, it's going to look amazing. The visual achievements of what they're going to wind up doing is going to blow you away, and you're going to feel like you're going to oh my god, I'm in an adrenaline ride, and I feel like I'm actually in a fighter ship trying to defeat the enemy. I'm telling you, it's going to be the movie experience of the year.
Have you already played the video game? It made it sound like you've already gotten a copy of the video game while you're at it.
No, do that. There's a video game. Do I get to wear the helmet? If I get a replica of the helmet,
I bet
to wear,
you there's that would be a cool. Set that you'll be able to get one.
That would be no. Like, how do you not make that the copy? You get the Top Gun game, but you get to wear the helmet. You get to pick who you want, right? You can wear Maverick or Ice or Slider or Goose or whoever, or Sundown or Merlin or whatever it is, or one of the new ones. You get Fanboy or Phoenix or Hangman. Oh, do you got to wear? Oh my god, are you kidding? That I would go out. I would go out and buy the system if I could play a Top Gun video game where I get to wear the helmet like they do in the movie.
Now, wait a minute. Did you already go in and read the IMDb enough to where you know the name of all the hangers-ons in this film?
No, it's in the trailer.
Is that what you just did?
Phoenix comes in and says, fellas, this is Bagman. He goes, Hangman. And she goes, whatever. And you see it on her face. Her call sign is Phoenix, and the one guy is Fanboy. No, it's in the trailer. It's easily seeable. I don't want to know anything about the movie.
You're spending way too much time watching the trailers.
Because it's Top Gun,
I hear
Gun,
the music,
man.
And I just tune out, man.
You tune out for the music? What, are you crazy?
No. Because I know it's another Top Gun ad. I'm done.
Well, I will say that's the one thing I'd be the most nervous about is the music going to be as good as the original? Right? Because I know they're going to use some of the original.
Oh,
songs.
No, I just meant that. Soundtrack. I hear the opening strains, the ding, ding. I'm like, all right, here we go. It's another Top Gun trailer. Fast forward! Fast forward! Why can't I fast forward?
You get that. Oh yeah, no. I worry about is the Lady Gaga song, because I've heard it a couple of times. I'm like, okay, is it really that? Is it going to be like Berlin's "Take My Breath Away"? But you got "Danger Zone" and "Playing with the Boys" and "Mighty Wings" and "You Lost That Love and Feeling" and "Great Balls of Fire" and "Heaven in Your Eyes" and oh my God! I mean, that's an unbelievable sound. I listen to the soundtrack all the time. Every time I go pick up Zoe from school the last couple of weeks, I picked her up like four or five times. She always has to walk to the car and stare at me because I'm blasting "Danger Zone" and "Mighty Wings" when I pull over to come get her and pick her up, because it's the only time I get to drive the car during the day. Because if I'm at home or not doing anything, and I'm like, yeah, oh, I'll go get Zoe. Yeah, they put in "Danger Zone" so I can play it.
You got all day to drive up and down that California coast. What are you talking about?
Well, what I'm saying is,
Running over and trying to find a pickup game on Hermosa Beach, go get yourself a little bit of some breakfast nutrition at Good Stuff, and then spill straight out onto the beach.
Yeah,
the guy in jorts in no time flat.
See, that's the thing is, I love playing volleyball, but I don't know that I'd be a great on the beach volleyball player.
You think?
No, I don't think I would be. I'd be a better on the – well, I don't like to run anymore. So I don't know what there is. That's why maybe pickleball, because, pickleball, there's no running. But I'm just done running. I'm done. Whenever I coach a team –
all roads bring
us
back to pickleball, doesn't it?
They all say the same thing. Whenever I say, okay, let's do a couple of laps, let's do sprints, I go, coach, you going to do them with us? I go, coach doesn't run anymore. I ran my whole life. I'm a lot older than you. You guys have to run. You're playing the game. I don't have to run.
And by whole life, what do you mean?
In my playing sports, I've run my whole life. I've played sports from when I was a kid up until I was about, when did I stop playing? I really stopped playing sports when I was like in my early, I was like 33, 34. Right? You know what I did? When I got the gig on All Night, doing All Night 5 days a week, that's when I stopped playing sports. I didn't have time. Because the show was at night, right, for ESPN, and I would have to be at work at 10, and I have to get in a little bit early if I was going to tape interviews to air on the show. Because, Beano Cook's not staying up till, 2 o'clock in the morning. Beano was going to sleep at 9. Jason, I love you, but we got to pre-tape. Because if you can't get me on before the new Hawaii 5-0 is over, I'm not coming on the show, right? That was Beano. So I'd have to go in. So I didn't have time because, softball, everybody, you played at night and there was just no more time. So it was kind of like, okay, I stopped playing. And so I haven't really played in, 10, 12, 15 years. I'm done. I retired. I'm done. I won championships. I was a good player. I was a good player. But no, I don't run anymore. No, don't run.
I dig
my
that.
Exercise,
I do the offensive lineman like shuttles while doing the soccer workouts with the kid.
Oh, okay. That's nice. I would probably get about like one shuttle down and go, okay, I need a drink. I'm done. I bent down once. That's it. I'm done. Shuttle work is over.
Come on. I got my arm in a sling and all this other stuff. I was still chasing and shagging balls today during a workout.
Nice. With one arm you were doing it? That's awesome.
Oh, yeah. No, I got problems.
Were you batting the ball back with your hard cast? Were you like throwing it up and just hitting it with your hard cast?
Oh, I don't have a cast. It's just a wrap, buddy. So I got to be careful.
Oh, boo. I can't even come sign your cast like I'm in high school?
You're going to sign it Connor in big letters? According to Dear Evan Hansen, for those that didn't get the reference. Dear Connor Murphy, I'm so happy to be your friend. No, unfortunately, no. I mean, you can sign the rap, I guess. That's fine.
No, that's no fun.
No, it's not nearly as cool.
No, it's no fun. That's absolutely no fun.
But no, I did have it hit a couple of times with blasts from about 40 yards out. I may or may not have uttered something profane that scared the peacocks to where they got active at me. Started screaming back.
Hey, you know what we do? Let's put Maddie's dad in the net and just take shots at him. Yeah, do it. Yeah, do it, do it, do it.
Why is he screaming like he's Dale Gribble?
Twitter it out about a fresca. Mike at Swollen Wrist.
There it is.
The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon. Now, one big bold prediction that I'm halfway to in the Western Conference Finals following the Warriors win over the Mavericks, 126-117. The Mavericks were in charge of this game, and when did the Warriors start their comeback? Jordan Poole comes back into the game at the 7-minute mark of the third quarter, and by the end of the third quarter, the Mavericks' lead was gone. And by the middle of the fourth quarter, the Mavericks were done. Jordan Poole, I told you, this was going to be his series because Klay Thompson is kind of an every other game guy at this point, right? Yes, he's getting older, but for the immediacy of this, forget about next season for a second, is that he's come back and he's played a lot of minutes very quickly. After having no basketball for a while, Klay came back right away and was in the starting lineup and started out at 20 minutes a game and was up to 30 minutes a game within a couple of weeks. It was too much. It was too much. Now, I don't know if this was fostered by, hey, Klay's desire to not seem like, hey, you can't treat me like I'm not a star, man. Don't treat me like a scrub. And Steve Kerr said, yes, okay, we'll put you in. If it'll make you happy, we'll do that because I can still have Jordan Poole come off the bench at least for now. So whatever it was, look, Klay comes in, and now you can tell he's kind of hitting the wall a little bit. He's an every other game guy. Sometimes you get game six Klay. Sometimes you get Klay Thompson where for the first quarter he doesn't even score. Sometimes you get Klay like tonight where he was awful in the first half and was able to have a 15-point night, but still not a great night for him. So I said you're going to need Jordan Poole, and he's going to wind up being the reason that the Golden State Warriors go to the NBA Finals because they need his talent. They need him to play more minutes. He played 29 minutes tonight. That needs to change. That's too few minutes for him. He needs to play more minutes in the game, and I get that Looney played a lot tonight. He had a big game, and Draymond fouled out, but you got to find a way to get him more minutes where you're not worrying about bringing him off the bench in the middle of third quarter and you're saying, okay, come save us. He is a terrific player. He has ascended into being a star. And next year, his role with the team is going to be even bigger. And maybe with Klay is on the team, maybe he's not. But for right now, you want to focus on the here and now because that's the most important thing is he's got to play more. All right, he comes off the bench tonight in 29 minutes, 23 points. He is plus 26. For the game, plus 26, by far and away the top number on the Warriors. When he plays, it's different, right? The first 38 games of the year, they didn't have Klay Thompson. The Warriors were 29-9, and it was, oh my goodness, look at what they've done. Klay Thompson came back, it was less minutes for Jordan Poole, and the Warriors became a 500 team. The rest of the season, they were about a 500 team. I'm not lying. Go look it up. That's what it was for Golden State. So you can see he needs to play more. This is going to be his series. And I knew eventually Steve Kerr was going to have to say, okay, this guy, we have to just let him loose. And he's got to figure it out. And he did everything tonight. Hit all his free throws. Had a couple of big threes. 7 out of 10 from the floor. He had everything tonight. Jordan Poole is going to be the reason why the Warriors are in the NBA Finals.
Player that's come into his zone. Obviously, we've chronicled it throughout the season. You talk about when Klay came back. Well, obviously, they missed Steph for a bit and Draymond on again, off again. But now you're looking at trying to make sure you're finding that balance, right? Because Thompson has been great in spots. And in the second half here, there were a number of times you've highlighted a number of times that he dunked. And it's like you saw, it's almost like you were calling out for the Candyman. You said it repeatedly, like it scared the hell out of you to see that play and the breakdown of the defense. Everybody looking around at each other going, did that just happen? Really, did that just happen? We let that bleeping happen on us just now. But you like having that instant offense off the bench. And I got to wonder if there's not something to that. One, the pride and history and whatever plays a bit of a role. But with Thompson, 37 minutes, 15, 4, and 5 on the night, minus 9, had 4 fouls, and at times a bit slow in his rotations. But at other times, he was a good on the ball defender, and made some plays for them. So wondering if they don't love the spark plug that Poole is off the bench enough to where it works. It's not a long term solution. No, eventually he's elevating. The guy's becoming a bleeping star in these playoffs and a pivotal cog to what they do. 23, 5 assists and his plus 26 tonight. And you see that, you know, he's got that spurt ability. It was a term we coined a few years ago in the NCAA tournament, but also applied it to the Warriors. And when he's on the court, you see how that offense shifts. So it's always good to have a little left in the tank, right? That what is it in the Fast and the Furious that you hit? The nitrous or whatever?
Oh, the NOS. The NOS.
The NOS.
The NOS. Yeah, yeah, the NOS.
So hit the NOS. That's Jordan Poole.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Mike check. Mike check.
If you want exclusive insight from the biggest names in the sports game, what's good? This is national champion and former pro baller Chris Johnson. And let me tell you a little bit about my new series, KJ Live.
KJ Live is the only show featuring me going one-on-one with the brightest basketball minds on the planet to get the real.
And when I say real, I mean that real. I got legendary Hall of Famers, elite coaches, and the top basketball insiders bringing you a unique perspective on all things hoops culture that you will not find anywhere else.
To make your next move your best move.
And tap in with me on KJ Live, wherever you get your podcast from.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. They'll show you the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Continental tires. They're shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Continental test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help you with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express Employment puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit ExpressPros.com, ExpressPros.com today.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon.
Hobo.
If you're a valued customer, you deserve a simple gesture of appreciation from your credit card company. And that's why Discover matches all the cash back you've earned the end of your first year. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations, they do apply. Well, the Golden State Warriors take a 2-0 lead over the Dallas Mavericks. They're a big come-from-behind win tonight. I don't want to give you any more stats or numbers because right now we're going to play.
And now, it's the Magic Johnson Twitter game.
Zero.
Nobody tweets like Magic Johnson, so we play the greatest game in radio, the Magic Johnson Twitter game. I give you a tweet. You tell me if it's a Magic Johnson tweet or made up entirely by me. Playing tonight myself, Mike Harmon, Steve DeSager, Alex Teichert, Brandon Trufa.
Hey, Steve.
You guys all ready to go? We got a big crew tonight. You guys ready?
Yes, sir.
Let's get it on.
Just waiting for the tweet where he says that great Warriors defense held Luka to 42 points.
It's not a tweet.
Wow.
Dare you.
What a game.
Dare you.
Wow, what a game. Is that a Magic Johnson tweet?
Really?
Okay.
How many exclamation
points? Wow, what a
game.
3 exclamation points.
Yes.
Okay, sure. I'll go with that.
You're trying to confuse me with the 3 exclamation points. No, it is not.
I'm going to say yes.
That is not
Let's
a Magic
go.
Johnson tweet.
I'm back.
You lied to me through punctuation.
I'm back.
I hate when people do that.
I'm not missing one of them.
Oh, he just threw down the gauntlet.
Wow, okay.
Look Who's the best player in the NBA? Me in 2 months. Let's go.
Way to go, Chet.
Thank you.
Thanks to Steph Curry and a big game off the bench from Jordan Poole, the Warriors take a 2-0 lead over the Mavericks. 126-117 is the final. Is that a Magic Johnson tweet?
Oh, I hate
you. You know, it probably is. That is the most vanilla. It's just the kind of tweet that makes you say, can you just delete your account? What is the whole point of tweeting?
Is that real or imitation vanilla?
Yeah, that's the question. Yeah.
I'm going to go with it. Sure.
Fine. I'll say yes.
If it sounds like it, it probably is.
Okay.
Oh, guys. So young, so mistakeful. It's not.
That,
I like the term mistakeful.
Yeah,
I
got to make it up.
It's not really a word. Okay.
Neither is that a tweet.
Not a word.
And that's not a tweet.
T-shirt, that is not
Let's go!
A Magic Johnson.
Look at that T-shirt running away.
Golden State takes the 2-0 lead after their 126-117 victory.
Yes.
No exclamation points. Is that a Magic Johnson tweet?
No. No way.
Golden State takes the 2-0 lead after their 126-117 victory.
No, why?
No,
tweet?
That's just an update. Come on.
Okay, all right.
A notification
would not be give us just that update.
That's a Steve DeSager tweet. That would be
no. I would be embarrassed if that's all I said.
Hey, Steve.
Okay,
you said no exclamation points.
I should become general manager of the Lakers if that's all I've got for you.
No exclamation point on that. None.
All right, you're trying to phase me. It is a tweet.
That is a Magic Johnson tweet.
Bring it,
yes,
Steve.
It was. It's a tough one tonight,
Magic
everybody.
Johnson.
I'm back.
It is a tough one tonight.
Let's just rename this the Teichert Invitational.
He's really
that
feeling himself over
is
there.
Is not usually the case.
Come on.
In defeat, Luka Doncic was brilliant with 42 points, 8 assists, and 5 rebounds. But Steph Curry's 32 points and Jordan Poole's 23 points off the bench were too much, and the Warriors win 126-117.
A lot of detail there.
I'll say no.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Is that 280 characters? That's got to be more than that.
Oh, good question.
Yeah. I'm going to say yes. Okay.
Guys, it's about time you're in the right. It is not.
Unless that, he's got the mega Twitter.
That is not.
Let's go!
All right.
Steph Curry took over the game in the fourth quarter with 32 points and 8 rebounds. He had a lot of help. Looney scored 21 and 12 rebounds. Poole with 12 points. Wiggins with 16. Thompson 15. And Porter Jr. with 11.
What?
Is that a Magic Johnson tweet?
No.
You missed 5 other guys on the roster, but okay.
Again, this is not about how accurate the tweet is, but just is this a Magic Johnson tweet?
It was not accurate or grammatical. I will say no.
Yeah, now you're bringing grammar into it, Steve. Come on, what are you kidding me?
The tweet implies that Curry scored 32 in the fourth quarter.
Well, that is true.
That makes it harder when you start bringing grammar into it, man. You don't want to make this game more difficult than it is.
That's right.
All right.
I will also say
so
no.
Smart. SMRT.
Did you say Looney?
Am I on?
Yeah, look.
Jason?
Yeah.
I'm willing to put it all on the line here. Uh-oh. You're trying to get in my head. This is a tweet.
Okay. That is.
Come on.
A Magic.
Let's go!
He didn't go to Michigan State for the classes.
I can't see any of you up here.
God.
What a comeback by the Warriors. Is that a Magic Johnson tweet? What a comeback by the Warriors.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
You beat me down.
It is one.
We're all beaten down.
You guys are like Luka. You guys are like Luka at the end of the fourth quarter. I'm just exhausted. I got nothing left.
Like Luka with the illness the previous night.
I'm Curry shooting and walking away. It's not. I'm out.
Oh, tie shirt.
Don't say it.
That is.
I'm turning around.
Not.
Let's go. I'm going home.
This is the greatest 8 minutes of radio Tyshirt's ever done.
I'm out.
This is the greatest moment of his life right now. Are you
kidding? I was going to say. It's like he won a lottery. He's like, what's my prize?
Oh, we got more from this game and another big NBA story to break down for you next right here. This is Fox Sports Radio.
Call me Magic.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.